This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for your Wednesday. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, we're always looking for the latest in technological advances, trying to better what we do so we can work smarter and not harder. One of those tedious jobs that many livestock producers do is putting up fences. Whether it's digging post holes or hammering in stakes, it can take a long time to make very short progress. But what if I would tell you there was a way you could keep your livestock where they're supposed to be and not use a fence at all? Well, not at least in the physical sense. We'll learn more right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
So how would you like to be able to fence in your animals without using a physical fence at all? Well, Wisconsin Dairy Farm is testing the first ever virtual fencing system. The Van Wettering Farm is in Greenleaf, Wisconsin, and they're using a system to manage their grazing heifers. Andy Kiefer is conservation agronomist with the Outagamie County Land Conservation Department, and he tells us about the system.
A collar is fitted onto those dairy heifers, and then the animals go through a training period to understand the correlation between audible cues and then a negative stimulant. And then once the animals get trained on that, we're able to digitally draw a boundary on your app on your cell phone, and that'll contain the animals within that boundary. So no physical barriers are needed. The animals can be completely controlled with audible cues.
Not only does the system keep the animals where they need to be, but it's also helping producers track where they are in the herd, and also gives you a report on how the animal is performing and even how it's feeling in that certain time period.
GPS within the collars. So when I open the app, you can see the location of each heifer. And obviously there's a cellular communication as well to give you updates of where the animal is and how she's doing and things like that. So very similar to the dog application, but all virtual.
Now there are many benefits to using a system like this. Beyond just keeping your animals in a grazing area, it also helps you graze land where traditional fencing would be a hassle to install, whether that might be hillsides, rocky areas, or even where tree roots are prevalent. Plus, it again gives you those animal statuses in real time, all of it delivered to your phone, where you can also make adjustments to the grazing area, especially when you're trying to do rotational grazing.
The labor savings is probably number one. Grazing sensitive areas, or maybe an area where you don't have a lot of fencing to begin with, but areas that are tough to fence, whether if it's hills or areas with trees and things like that. And then we get to limit the fencing infrastructure if you don't have it already. Two other things would be the peace of mind and knowing where your grazing cattle are. If there's a thunderstorm at night or something, and as a farmer, you just get nervous, like, are they okay? You have the ability to pop open your app and see where they are located at that time. And then also there's the benefit of it tells you if an animal's not moving, if she hasn't moved in a while. So that could give you an alert if she's sick or she got injured or something like that.
I don't know about you, but I am definitely looking forward to the day that you don't have to drive or dig in post holes anymore. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to check out some of our other programs and stories as well. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.